Shalom Aleichem, my dear friends. I hope you're all well. We are learning over here the Mishnah's Erev. I'm sorry about yesterday. I don't know exactly what happened over there. I hope that you could all hear me today. So we finished off the second parak, the first parak, I'm sorry. Finished off the first parak, and we're speaking about if a person has wants to make a machitza, so then if he just puts... he puts ropes around or belts around one or the other, and they reach the combined height of 10 tefachim, that's fine. And what happens if he wants to put poles, so then it's instead of it only being horizontally, it's all vertical, the mechitza. So then it's fine as long as in between you don't have between the poles 3 tefachim, which is the amount of lavid. Now Rabbi Yehuda says that only works in a convoy or something like that, because over there we made special heter, like a caravan. Chacham said no, it can be anywhere. Now Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda is of the opinion that you can't use that ever, and every mechitza needs to have a shasi and an erev, which means it has to be horizontal and vertical at the same time. Now we said that there's four different things that we potted in a machana when it comes to melchama, that we made four different kulas or exceptions. One of them is that a person can take wood. If he even sees wood that's piled up, he's allowed to take wood. He's potter from mechitzas yadayim, which we said is mayim rishonim. He's potter from mayim achronim chovaz because of sakana. Therefore, they said even by war you have to wash mayim achronim. You know, for halachic relevance in today's day and age, turn to Rabbi Wiener or any other bona fide poisek. And the other thing is from demai and arev. Demai is something that we said is suffik, whether trumas maisus was taken from it. So therefore, if maisus was taken from it, so therefore, we, under normal circumstances, we won't let you eat it, but over here we will. And arev is to make an arev, which is only a din midrabanan, as opposed to arev tchumim, which has a smach manator, therefore we don't allow that, only Eruv Chatzeres. Here we are, Perek Beis. It says, Oisin Pasin, which means that a person can use boards in order to be matar lib birois. Birois is a well that a person might have, he wants to draw the water out of the well and bring it up. Now the well is a din of Rishus HaYachad because it's 10 tefachim deep, and it's wide and all that, so when you bring the water out, you're technically going from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. So in order to avoid that, we want to make the area where the water is coming into Rishus HaYachad. How do you do that? So you put boards around it, birois. This is known in the Gemara as pasi birois. So oisin pasin li birois, one can make boards for the birois. Arba'a diyumdin nirin kishmaina. You make four of them. And they look like eight because they're kind of like brackets that you put in the corner. They're L-shaped. So it looks like there's eight of them because you put four in the corner, so you have what appears to be eight, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and that would be enough according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have to put eight actually there, but it looks like 12. So, you know, you have your four brackets in the corner, and then you add another four in between each corner, so that's altogether you put down eight pieces, but it looks like 12 because the four in the corner themselves look already like eight. Yet another four, and you got to 12. That's his opinion, the opinion of Rav Meir. Now you need arba diumdin the arba pshutim. According to him, what you have is four of the diumdin, which we call the brackets, and then you have four regular in between the length. Now gavoyin asar tefachim, they have to be 10 tefachim high. Rechavin shisha, they have to be 6 tefachim wide, and their of them, their thickness is called shu, is irrelevant, as it doesn't make a difference, or whatever it is. Ube nehem, and the distance that you can have between these diumdin is kemale shte revakos shel shalosh shalosh bakar. That has to be like the amount that it would take for two groups of cattle to travel, two groups of three, divra meyer. That would end up being altogether 10 amas. You have two groups of three animals of bakar. That's according to Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Aimer shall arba arba. No, it's two groups of four that you would have, and that's 13 and a third or something like that. And that's, and so he needs that. He says it can even be a larger gap. And what are these groups of animals we're talking about? Kshurois v'loy mutarois. It's if they're tied together and they're not just walking each one separately, because kshuras, I guess you could kind of like squeeze them closer. Achas nichneses v'achas yoitzes. But you have to have enough room for one to come in and one to go out. In other words, when you speak about two groups, that means that there's one entering and one exiting, so there has to be a little space between them, as opposed to if they're all going in the same direction. So on the one hand, they can be tied together, the three, and the other three can be tied together. According to the Mandarma, that it's three. And on the other hand, but there's one going in, one going out, so there's a little extra space between them, and that's the amount of measure that of the space you're allowed to have between your pasei birois. So that's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Bey says, Mutter, lahakriv lebe'er. One can come closer to the be'er. Uvad she'e par roisha veruba bifnim v'shoisa. In other words, let's say, you know, you have your pasei birois, and you measured them from the distance from one corner to the other, and it's too big. Again, according to Rameh, it's going to be 10 amos. According to Behuda, it's going to be 13 and a third amos. And we pass like Behuda. So it's too big. What do you do? What you could do is you could like bring it in closer to the well so that it's actually not that much distance between the well and the walls. Now, how much space does it have to be? It has to be enough that at least the animal can get its head and most of its body inside, which is around 2 amos. And the reason for that is because we're afraid if there's no space and you have your boards that are like very close to the well, what it'll do is it'll just take the water out of the well. And then he'll put it beyond the boards, so beyond the pasei birois. And then you've taken out just a rabbin, so we haven't accomplished anything. So therefore, there has to be enough space inside in order for the animal to be comfortable to drink. So you need enough room for par roisha v'ruba, bifnim v'shoisa, and it could drink inside. Mutar l'harchik kolshu, a person can distance himself as much as he wants, uvad sheyarbe v'pasim, as long as he's going to add boards. Because we said, you can't have a gap of bigger than a certain amount of group of animals going in and out. Now, how big is, when we said it could go, how big can it go? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad beis hasayim. You could go as big as a beis hasayim, which is a very large amount. It's 50 amos by 100 amos, which I guess is 5,000 amos. Yeah, that's how big you could go. Amru loy, the Chacham said, loy amru beis hasayim ela lagino lakarfith. This limitation that we made of beis hasayim is only in something like a gino, which is a garden, or a karfith, which is some sort of courtyard or something like that, or where a person doesn't live. Aval im haisa deer, but if it would be a holding area, or sachar, or it would be a corral, or muktzor is a person's backyard, or chatzor would be a person's courtyard where he actually is going in and out of, so it's an area which we could say is living quarters. Afilu beis chameshes kurim, even if it's 5 kur, afilu beis aseres kurim, even if it's 10 kur, mutter, it's not a problem, because the limitation we spoke about, when we said that a beis asayim is the max, that's only in a place that's not considered a living area. But over here, you could go as far as you want, as long as keep adding boards, as we mentioned, that there can't be too big of a gap between. Let's do one more Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Im haisa derech rabim mafsikasan. If, let's say, in between the boards, there was like a path, and everyone's walking through, so it's almost like it breaks, it causes a hefsik in your mechitzas, so you salkenel et stadim, you have to divert the path around the sides, it shouldn't go through your pasei birois, it shouldn't go through, you've made this enclosed area. Chamayim remain tzarech, no, it's not a problem, it's still considered enclosed even though people are walking through. Echad bar harabim, uber harabim, ube'er hayachid. You can use these pasei birois for any of the following instances. A bar harabim, which means it's just a regular pit or a well. Be'er hamayim is something that has spring water, and that's, and when you say rabim, it means that there's that it belongs to many people are drawing water from it. Ube'er hayachid is a spring that belongs to an individual. Any of these oisin lehem pasin, you can make use these boards as a mechitza. Aval lebar hayachid oisin lemechitza gavoy asar tefachim. But when it comes to a bar, you need to have an actual mechitza. The Rebbe Kiva, that's Rebbe Kiva's opinion. The reason is because a bar is something that can technically dry up. Now, if a bar dries up, a person's used to always using his utensils here for this bar. We're afraid he's going to accidentally carry when he's going to the other water source. So if it would be a bar of rabim, we would allow it because so many people are there, everyone's going to remind each other, and at least one of them will remember and say, no, you can't carry, and then no one will carry. But if it's only an individual who's the only one there, so then we're afraid he might accidentally do it. So if it's a be'er means that it's a spring where the water is coming forth, so you don't have to worry about it drying up. But if it's a bar, so then if it's a bar yachid, then it's going to be a problem according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bubba, Oimer, in oisin pasin el le'be'er harabim belvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bubba is more strict, and he says, no, you need both qualities. It has to be a be'er, which means you don't have to worry about it drying up, and it has to be shel rabim, because then you don't have to worry about a person anyway going to a different water source, l'shar, and anything else, oisin chagura gavoa, so tvachim, you can make a belt that's 10 tvachim high. In other words, a mechitza, maybe it could be like not as strict as a regular mechitza, but it has to be a mechitza, 10 tvachim high. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. We will continue with Mishnah Hay and more great Erevin Beis Hashem Linetta tomorrow. I'd just like to leave you with a thought, and that is, my dear friends, it is necessary for us to learn from others' mistakes. We will not live long enough to make them all ourselves. My dear friends, make it a great day. Hyman George Rickover.